Matt Greenwood back on AM 1400 at KJFF. Final score here tonight, St. Pius 43 and Jefferson 42. And we got Coach Sean Breeze of the Jefferson Blue Jays joining us here. Coach, an unfortunate loss. You had a 40-36 lead with about, I guess, 90 seconds or so to go. And St. Pius just kept coming at you, and eventually Jalen Thornton gets the game winner. But aside from all that stuff, I mean, what a game tonight, huh?
Yeah, it was. I thought it was kind of, you know, exactly how these games are. Everybody very highly, hotly contested. And, you know, we came out, we left too many points on the floor in the first half, and we just couldn't really get back on track.
John Wyke.
Yeah.
Goodness gracious. I mean, isn't he just so good? 14 second half points, almost single-handedly kept you guys, you know, above St. Pius. But like I said, you know, St. Pius will just keep coming at you defensively.
Yeah.
They'll try to, you know, find that next man to get that big shot. They finally found it with Thornton. But yeah, John Wyke, I mean, he's just so impressive. And there's really not a lot of holes in this game, is there?
No, there's not. He kept us in the game in the second half. And, you know, I thought we did a real good job of getting him the ball. Now, you know, at the same time, our offense was really stagnant for most of the game, and that's a lot of credit to St. Pius. It's their defense is so athletic, so quick, very difficult to get into the paint. But yeah, John, you know, John's developed so much just this year. It's interesting. He's got such a high ceiling. It'll be interesting to see how far he can go.
Easton Nolt was held pretty quiet in the first half. Woke up in the third, coach, coming out of the locker room, had six of your team's third quarter points, but then only got free throws in the fourth quarter. Had a look at a three there. Wasn't a great look. I mean, he had St. Pius all over him. He was fading to his right. He was way off balance. Not his fault. I mean, it's just the way you had to kind of inbound the ball with St. Pius defense kind of right in his face. But still, I mean, you lose here by 1 point. You still had a chance, even though Easton Knoll didn't have a great game, credit to St. Pius defense.
Yep.
But still had a chance to win that game. But what were they doing against Easton Knoll? Was it simply just putting so many bodies on him?
Yeah, you know, yes, they're athletic. He was having a little trouble getting around him, and then they were helping off and doubling. We needed to do a better job of recognizing that. If your guy's the one that goes and doubles, you've got to move into a passing lane. But it was really team-wide. We just weren't, once they stopped him, we weren't really looking for that secondary option. And so, we've got to get better at that. It's something that we were doing pretty well a few games back, and last couple games have kind of gotten away from what we were doing good on the win streak that we were on. So, but you know, they're a good, really good team and really athletic, and they just play great defense. And I'll tell you, we were having trouble moving the ball all night.
Second time you guys played in the night, this season, second time you've lost to them this season, if I can get words out here tonight. by a total of 6 points, I believe, is the losses. There is potential that you guys meet up at least one more time this year, and that would not be until the Class 3 District 3 championship game.
Right.
Which would be, let's see, what's today, the 8th, so a good couple of weeks away. You guys have senior night, I would guess, coming up Tuesday against St. Paul Lutheran?
No, that's actually the way we already had our senior night. Yeah.
Okay, well, anyway. Yeah. You got one more game before districts begin on Saturday the 16th. Your first-round opponent's Woodland, and like I said, potential to play St. Pius again in the district championship. What's Sean Breeze working on with his guys between now and that point?
Well, I think right now we really need to work on offensively. We're just really kind of flat, and we've got to get back to sharing the ball, finding the extra man, making the extra pass, and that's something that we just got to work on. And we would love to see them again, but, you know, as every coach would say, you got to worry about the game in front of you, and that's so far down the road. Again, just credit to St. Pius. They came out. They played really hard. They played well, and they hit big shots when they needed to.
Well, Coach Breeze, appreciate you coming up here, talking with us after an unfortunate loss here tonight, but we certainly look forward to talking to you down the line.
All right. I appreciate the coverage. Thanks a lot.
You're very welcome. That is Sean Breeze, head coach of the Jefferson Blue Jays, joining us here on the Fleagues, on the Home Pools and Spas postgame show.